sounds of the birds chirping and the leaves rustling is the closest one can get to any proof of life here in India's usually cheerful city of Ahmedabad, which now resembles a ghost town. In the southwestern part of the city, an apartment complex with 7 buildings is normally brimming with the laughter of children playing in the complex's central garden. The garden is empty now, the chairs vacant as the residents seek refuge from the coronavirus in their homes. Rais Mistry, a 52-year-old man who lives in one of the buildings, describes the situation.
The whole building was locked down, and slowly and gradually, you know, people, the to and fro, going out, coming in, everything was locked, and it was hard, very hard.
People's daily routine has dramatically changed. Trajapati, who works as a watchman here, has now been tasked by the police to keep an eye on anyone who goes out or comes in.
I keep entries here in my notebook. If someone goes out, I record the time, the name, mobile number, their vehicle number, where they are going and for how long.
Sonia Sankala, a housewife and a mother of three, describes in her native language of Hindi how her life has taken a different course.
My routine was to drop my kids to school every day, but now we are completely locked in our homes. My yoga and walking, everything has been postponed. On the other hand, I'm really happy that my husband gets to stay at home. Now, I get to make him delicious food every day, but he keeps nagging me all the time.
It's not just the residents. The Ahmedabad police have received a list of new duties to impose the city-wide lockdown. Mahendra Singh, the police inspector who is in charge of this apartment complex, explains.
We are constantly monitoring people. We have quarantined entire families who have tested positive. Part of our job is to check on those homes every day. We make sure that these households get proper food. We also regulate social distancing rule.
This catastrophe has impacted every life, some in a manner kinder than others. The lockdown in India is expected to continue at least 2 more weeks, the third extension, squashing people's hope to get out and to be free.
Before the quarantine, we were like eagles. We could fly anywhere.
Yusra Asif reporting.